Vancouver's Public Park Board owns the facilities of all the community centers across the city. Yet local neighborhood associations govern a bulk of the funding, administration, and staffing of the diversity of programming at the centers. This joint operating agreement between the city and the many community centers is in a moment of crisis. Many of these associations are fighting the city, arguing that the government is pushing through a top-down change to this partnership. The partial autonomy of each center could be on the line. Anita Romaniak is a former Vancouver Park Board commissioner and current co-chair of the committee dealing with Parks Board on the Coalition of Progressive Electors, and she joins me by phone this morning. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Noreen.
Now, the city and the independent associations co-run these community centres under joint operating agreements or a JOA. What actions has the city taken regarding these agreements?
Well, several months ago, they embarked on another effort to renew and update the joint operating agreements. Most of them are over 30 years old, and there have been a couple attempts in the 90s to renew them, and I don't think any of the community associations would say that they don't need to be renewed, but their problem is that so far, the city and park board haven't really engaged them as equals, and that they were presented with a proposal in early October. They were basically told, they were going to centralize the operations, and they really had no meaningful discussions beforehand, and they have felt that there haven't really. They submitted a proposal early in January of their own, and they did have a meeting with them, but they don't feel there's been any true negotiations on the agreement, and they do feel like they're having powers taken away from them, and also not really being engaged, and the communities they represent being engaged.
How has the city explained their motives for this action?
Well, there's a few different things they're concerned about. I mean, one is accountability, especially in light of this municipal auditor that's been appointed by the provincial government. Another is the issue of equity across the city and provision of services, because some communities are wealthier than others, and community associations in areas where there's poverty maybe struggle a little more to offer services. And the third one is, it's a much more minor thing, and it's mostly to do with fitness centers. Some community centers have their own, and some are operated by the park board. And at this point, you can't use a flexi pass at the ones that are operated by the community associations. But I think they're willing to, try and come to some agreement with the park board on that, where the flexi passes could be used. I think that's a relatively minor one. It's really the first two cases that the city and park board are concerned with, I think.
So from the community center point of view, would you say that putting aside the solution, do they generally agree or disagree with the problems and issues that the city is raising and saying that they're trying to solve?
Well, in the case of the accountability, all of the community associations are nonprofit societies. They're registered societies, and they have to be both accountable to their own membership, and also, because they're covered by the Societies Act, they do have to meet certain criteria for their financial statements. And if these need improvement, they're certainly willing to make improvements. I think maybe there's a bit of a mountain being made out of a molehill here. It's not that they aren't accountable, and they can become more accountable. They already, all of them, all do work with accountants and get their statements audited from time to time and so on.
And what about the issue of the unequal accumulation and distribution of funds across the city, just because of the different socioeconomic areas in the city?
Definitely. I mean, what community center associations have is that they are close to the community and they can do outreach. They can do their own fundraising, which some of them do, you know, very well at from various sources. Probably in some cases, what the community associations that are in areas that you know are more low income might require is for some assistance from the city or the park board together in looking for and you know applying for additional resources to run their centers. Because they may not be able to do that all on their own. You know, some of the more wealthier centers probably don't need as much help in that regard. They're quite good at it themselves. But it is a partnership. And I think the two, you know, the community associations and the park board and city together are more effective bringing in resources, working together than they are working apart.
Anita, you've kind of described the lack of consultation. Obviously, the community centers aren't happy about that. What would a meaningful consultation between the city and the community centers look like?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately, the relationship is deteriorated at this point to the point where they, you know, some... at least some of the associations are calling for, you know, facilitated negotiations because the, you know, the trust is kind of broken. It would be better if earlier on, if they had, when the process started some months ago, if you know, they had been more meaningfully engaged to start out with and, you know, treated as equals instead of being told from the outset that things are going to be centralized, which would have set them off, you know, right away. And it, you know, I think there's a lot of frustration, and it may need some tender care to get them back together at this point. You know, the other thing is, of course, the wider community really needs to be involved because it's, you know, our community centers and. You know, I think they're the, you know, the community associations in some cases have said they would, you know, go out to their local communities, but they haven't done as much, I don't think, so far because they were waiting, you know, kind of for the other shoe to drop from the city and park board. They, you know, weren't sure exactly what the status is at this point. It's only recently that they met with them over this, you know, proposal that they made.
So what are the associations doing in response to the city's actions?
I think there's a number of things. I mean, one of the things is just continuing to ask for meaningful negotiations. But I know they've set up a website. At least most of them have. I was on the website yesterday, and it's still a bit of a work in progress. They've just got it up now, I think. And they're trying to get more public interest because the more people who take an interest in this and lobby their local politicians, you know, I think they're more likely to do something if the city and park board realize that there's, you know, public interest and public concern about this, then they're more likely to, I think, come to the table as more as equals than they have so far.
Now, the current park board commissioners are overwhelmingly from the Vision Vancouver party. Why do you think that Vision Vancouver is taking this particular approach?
I mean, it's partly just a matter of timing, I think, you know, between the municipal auditor being appointed and the The fact that there have been a couple of previous attempts to renegotiate it that kind of died on the vine, or maybe just be some frustration that's come from staff anyway, who've been there longer than the commissioners have. But I think there's also, I think vision does seem to be a very tightly wound organization, more so than I've seen in any other municipal organization. There's always been the park board gets the bulk of it, or at least a big chunk of its funding from the city, but it's always realized it had a mandate from the public as well, and they're accountable to the public, not just to council and not just to whatever party happens to hold the majority. And I think the centralization kind of fits with the general philosophy of the kind of political philosophy that Vision has, that they act as kind of a unified body there.
What would you recommend people do if they're concerned about the future of their community centers?
Well, they should both, try and get involved with their own community association, because the more people who are involved, the better. But also, contact the park commissioners. I think they're better going through the park commissioners than council, because this is a park board area. And council would probably just refer them back to the park board anyway. So, the park commissioners all have, have phone numbers and email addresses on the website. And they can also, contact park board staff. And there's actually a general email that's pbcomment@vancouver.ca that will get distributed to all park commissioners. That's a very simple way to start if people are on email.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning, Anita.
Okay.
I've been speaking with Anita Romaniak. She's a former Vancouver Park Board Commissioner, and she's a current co-chair of the Coalition of Progressive Electors Committee that works on park board issues.